uploading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Hello out there in cyberspace. Roblox is one of the most popular and profitable video games ever created. And unless you've got kids, there's a decent chance you've probably never heard of it. Now, what makes it so engaging is that it's a place where players develop and sell their own games and items. And there's an eternal economy and culture that's built around it. Roblox is, dare I say, a metaverse all its own. Now, lurking at the edges of this metaverse is a group of people called Beamers. You can see in our lovely photo there. With so many items floating around the Roblox economy, with so much cash, and so many of them owned by children, well, that is a target an unscrupulous hacker can hardly pass up. I'm Matthew Galt, and this is Cyber. Here to walk us through what's going on is Motherboard staff writer Joseph Cox. The underground world of Roblox is the subject of his newest piece on the site, How Roblox Beamers Get Rich Stealing from Children. JC, thank you again so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you, and my favorite topic, Roblox. No. Well, the hacking around it is very interesting.
Yeah. How long have you... You've been working on this for a while, right? A couple weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks. Like, it started with an initial tip that SIM swappers, people who hijack phone numbers, were moving onto something called Roblox Beaming. And I had no idea what that meant, and obviously we'll go into the details shortly. Completely anonymous tip from somebody, I don't know who they were, so I didn't include them in the story, but they sent me some YouTube videos of this Roblox Beaming, and it's basically stealing items in this virtual game, and that's how it all kicked off a few weeks ago, yeah.
That's one of the wildest parts to me, and I think we'll get deeper into this a little bit later in the conversation, but that people are bragging about crime on YouTube. Right.
Yeah. And I mean, that happens in some other ways as well. You know, you'll have YouTube removing legitimate educational videos, and then some people will make YouTube videos flaunting their crimes in the same way. You know, you have criminals on Instagram or whatever. That's just social media meets cybercrime, you know.
I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, we could do a whole episode on Instagram beefs and music and murder, but let's set that aside and focus on Roblox here. What... Mm-hmm. For people that don't know or haven't heard of this, what is Roblox?
Roblox is basically a gaming platform. It is not an individual game that you download and play. It is an application that the user downloads, but then they can access millions, tens of millions of different games made by ordinary people, creators, right? So, as you said at the top of the show, it is pretty much like a metaverse, you know? And when you create a Roblox account, you have a character in a very distinctive blocky style, kind of like a Lego character, I guess. And you can earn items, maybe a nice hat, a fedora, maybe different pants or something, or various items. And obviously, then you take this avatar and you walk around the virtual worlds, or you interact with the ones that are more straightforwardly games. You know, there's a hide and seek mode or a murder mystery mode or something like that. So you have this massive platform where people are developing games, not just for fun, because it turns out you can actually do it for profit, or at least generate revenue as well. If you've made a game, you can monetize it by selling special abilities or items, you know, other sorts of microtransactions that plenty of people will be familiar with who play, you know, just other video games. They're so abundant and ubiquitous nowadays. But the Roblox gets a cut of those microtransactions, but so does the person selling the item and the person who created it. And sometimes the seller and the creator are the same person. So that is the legitimate side of the Roblox business. You know, Roblox is worth over $60 billion now, a truly massive company that the tech press probably hasn't paid enough attention to. And then underneath that legitimate business is where you have these Beamers that we looked into.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because Emmanuel, one of our editors, has always kind of had one eye on Roblox and mm-hmm. has constantly been pushing for us to get these Roblox stories. And I've done a couple of them. And every time I look into this, it's always something just so there's like this bizarre and seamy underbelly of this children's game. And part of me wonders if it's because it has this internal economy and there's so much creative freedom. That's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I mean, Emmanuel was the editor on this piece as well, and really appreciate him being so careful with it and leading it. And just briefly on that, I've done, I think, one other Roblox piece before, which is where we showed that a hacker or scammer bribed a Roblox employee to access accounts on the back end. So we already knew there was a criminal element here, but then we expanded upon it in this piece, yeah.
So do we have any idea how big the player base is? How many kids are playing it?
The figure or the phrase that gets thrown around ever since it was in some coverage, you know, in the past couple of years, is that basically half of all children in America play Roblox in some form. You know, I don't think that necessarily means they're all whales, you know, buying tons of microtransactions, but this is a hyper-popular gaming platform. And I think the comparison would be better, in a way, to something like Steam. You know what I mean? Lots of people interact with Steam. You wouldn't say they play Steam. They play games through that launcher, right? Roblox is almost more like a launcher in some ways.
Right, but there is like an aesthetic component to it, right? Like every Roblox game kind of looks the same. Like you're in this Lego or Playmobil world interacting with different games and worlds that other people have made, right? So it's this interesting space that it's very much like Second Life was, but aimed at kids and like more refined, right?
Yeah, totally. As you say, it's a very vibrant spread of these games, but they all basically do look the same, and you'll have games that really break through into popularity, like Murder Mystery 2, which I understand is a really, really popular one now. You know, the vast majority are not going to be very popular at all if there's millions or tens of millions of games, but people are still making them either for themselves or to make money.
Why? I'm going to ask you this first, actually. So if you are somebody that's dedicated to making Roblox content, what kind of money are we talking about? What can you earn here?
I mean, if you professionalize it and you streamline it, and this is more, I think, if you sort of change into a studio and you probably hire people, I mean, you can make millions. This is a legitimate business opportunity and a way to get into game development, not just then to go make games for other platforms, but you can just be a professional Roblox game developer in and of itself, you know, as a very lucrative business.
Are we talking like millions of dollars, 500, you know, like, do we have any idea of what the numbers are like? Or am I putting it on the spot?
I would say that for the individual studios, it's going to be closer to the millions rather than the hundreds of millions, because Roblox recently said that something like all of its creators who are earning money were going to get something like 500 million in total. You know, so that's not like one developer, that is across the entire ecosystem. So I would put it down on the millions, tens of millions potentially per developer, not the hundreds of millions necessarily, although there may be some breakout cases. But there's a lot of developers getting a slice in various degrees of that 500 million.
All right, so what is beaming?
Beaming is the term given to when a hacker will break into the Roblox account, which is obviously the account itself when you log into a website, but the character that is associated with that account, and steal all the items. They will get in, they will start a trade with another account that they control, and they'll do, well, I'm going to take these really valuable items like this hat and this set of armor or something, and from my account, I'm going to give them, I don't know, 500 Robux or some peasly sum, which is the in-game currency or on-platform currency of Roblox. So then they'll make that trade, they get the items, and here they could keep them if they want, but realistically, Roblox, if the issue is reported to them, they're probably going to interfere and return the items. The next layer down after the hacking are these marketplaces and these Discord servers where people sell those beamed items for real money and for cryptocurrency, which is against Roblox terms of use. You can only sell items, trade items, for Robux if you're following the legitimate trade. You can't sell it for Bitcoin, which is what these people are doing.
Real quick, I wanted to back up. So the internal economy, just to be clear, it's all in Robux, right? It's all in this this internal premium currency that they've developed. That's what their economy runs on inside Roblox, right? But there is an exchange rate for a Robux. I've got it pulled up here. It's a fraction of a penny for every Robux, right? Mm-hmm. Which doesn't sound like much, but it can add up pretty quickly. right?
Yes. So as you say, the legitimate economy is basically all in Robux, and I include people trading items between themselves, you know, player to player. I want to sell my hat to you for 1,000 Robux or whatever. That is done in that on-platform currency. As is the microtransactions when I'm a game developer and I sell somebody a fancy hat or whatever, that's also in Robux. But at the point when you're a game developer, a Roblox game developer, and you have enough Robux in your account, I think it's 50,000, at that point you are eligible to cash out officially via Roblox itself, and that's where the exchange rate comes in. Because, oh, you've earned all of this Robux from selling microtransactions legitimately in your game, we will now give you an avenue to cash that out to US dollars. And that's how the game developers are making the millions and millions of dollars. But you can only do that once you're of a particular size, and you have to be accepted into that program.
All right, so it is against the terms of service from the Roblox Corporation to sell these items and to sell things for actual money. It all has to be conducted in Robux. So part of what Beamers are doing is circumventing all of that, right? And creating like this shadow economy where things are being traded for actual money and for cryptocurrency. Can you tell me what limiteds are and the kind of things that are being sold in these markets?
So limiteds is like a colloquial term used in the Roblox community just to mean items that are rare or they come in a finite quantity. And these can be sold by Roblox itself, you know, officially as a company. Maybe there's a little hat that says Roblox on it and they come with a serial number, which, you know, obviously if you have a lower serial number, if you have the number 4 of the hat or something, that's probably going to be more attractive to you potentially. You can also get limiteds through games themselves. You know, the murder mystery one has various different weapons and that sort of thing that you can trade as well. But of course, their sparseness and rarity is what can make them valuable, just like anything else, you know, off platform in the physical world, right? So limiteds specifically is what people are trying to trade, what people are trying to source, and what Beamers are trying to hack and sell as well, because that's where the value is going to be.
It's funny because it sounds like we talk about these items with serial numbers and, you know, limited editions. It sounds so much like what Ubisoft wants to do with NFTs in its games. That I wonder, like, you know, this is a rhetorical question you don't have an answer to. I wonder if companies like Blizzard and like Ubisoft look at what's happening in Roblox and kind of attempt to adapt in the near future. But that's, you know, the whole side conversation about the future of the industry we don't have to get into here. All right, so is it hats? What is actually being physically stolen here?
Or physically stolen? There's weirdly a lot of hats.
Digitally, yes. Digitally stolen.
Yes, digitally stolen. It is weirdly a lot of hats. Fedoras, specifically, I mentioned those earlier, but they seem to be a particular valuable item on Roblox. I mean, one sold on one particular marketplace allegedly went for over $13,000. You have other ones that will go for $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. They're pretty valuable. There are some other hats as well, which I didn't include just because they were a little less valuable. There's some emoji faces as well. You know, it's just all the sort of stuff you would expect to put on to a digital character or avatar. You know, if something was rarer than fedoras or something, they would probably be more valuable as well, you know. So yeah, it's just anything that you can customize a character with, really.
So you spent a lot of time in the last few weeks in these Discord groups that where a lot of this stuff takes place. Do we have any idea, like, how many did you see? Do we have any idea how big this economy is, how many different groups there are?
Yeah, I mean, I won't switch through the groups right now just in case it screws up my call here. But I'm in, you know, something like 10 Discord servers which were all dedicated to this. That was nowhere near all of the ones I could have entered. There were plenty more. It was very, very simple to find them. And in these Discord groups dedicated to beaming, there were at least hundreds of people, you know, in individual servers. Sometimes you're in multiple servers at the same time. But there's a lot of activity, a lot of people trading methods, a lot of people dumping login tokens of victim accounts that they've stolen, a lot of people offering items for sale. And then with the marketplaces, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute, there were, you know, thousands of people online in those marketplaces. And, you know, to be clear, not all of those are going to be beamers necessarily, or people who want to buy items sourced from hacking. Maybe they're people who just trade Roblox items, but it's likely that like a chunk of those are beamers as well. But yeah, you know, a mix between hundreds and thousands of people in these communities. And that's just what I saw online at the time. You know, I haven't, I'm not omnipresent in these groups. It's just what I saw.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So how does somebody's Roblox account get hacked?
This was the thing that surprised me the most. I think there is a really surprising depth of sophistication to the tactics that hackers are using to get into these accounts. First off, there's phishing, and you may think, oh, that sounds very basic and boring. In one way it is, but in another, they are buying insanely powerful phishing domains. You know, there's roblox.com, but then with just an accent above the O. There's, I think, roblox.com.af that they managed to buy. www-roblox.com, you know, very convincing phishing domains that I don't really like to generalize, but they may be more efficient against people who aren't paying attention when they're gaming, or perhaps younger people as well. I don't think that's fair for me to say, but you see what I'm getting at, in that these domains can be very convincing to somebody who may just look at them in passing. You have that. And they'll send those phishing links to people in Discord servers, as you would expect. But sometimes the social engineering and the hacking actually reaches into Roblox itself, with the hacker controlling their digital avatar, walking up to the victim, saying, oh, your outfit is sick, or it looks really cute. I'm a 3D artist, and I'd love to draw something for your avatar. You just need to give me your rendering code, or something like that. And they tell them, you know, you go into your browser, you find this, they hand it over, and it's actually a login token, which plenty of people fall victim to. You go through on Roblox forums and independent forums as well, and there's plenty of people complaining about losing their HAR file, which is the file that contains the chunk of JSON data that allows the browser to stay logged in. So people are grabbing that. As I mentioned at the top, SIM swapping appears to be an issue as well. Spoke to a victim who, during the hijacking of her account, lost service on her cell phone. It says no SIM, which is a very indicative sign of SIM swapping. And then you have various other techniques as well, such as faking PayPal invoices or payment confirmations to send to Roblox itself, saying, hey, look, I'm in control of the PayPal account, which is linked to this Roblox account. You need to give me access. And apparently that works as well. So there's just such a varied series of approaches to this that I was genuinely surprised by. And it's what made me interested. You know, that pulled me in. I was like, okay, this is cool now. Now I can get into writing about this.
Well, because they're pulling out all the stops. It's all the classic hacking tricks, right? But aimed at, you know, we don't know how many of them are children, but it's a game for children, right? In this kind of pseudo unregulated marketplace, right? So it's a lot of the protections and laws that you would traditionally think of as being in place to stop this kind of fraud from happening, or at least punishing people after it's done, are not really in place here. It's super fascinating. And the other thing that really struck me is that you talked to a bunch of the people that are doing the hacking. You've got quotes like, I go to servers with rich idiots, then message every single one of them. What were these people like? Why are they doing this?
They were unusually difficult to talk to. Usually I don't actually have much of an issue reaching out to SIM swappers or hackers or data sellers or something like that. These people didn't really see the point of speaking to a journalist, and I don't know if that was because of their age or not. You know, I did get the indication that some of them were pretty young. Younger than some of the hackers I'm used to speaking to, and I speak to late teens hackers a fair bit when SIM swapping was getting popular among teenagers. Difficult to talk to, but it seems that some of them like to flex, as in the Discord channels where you can post your wins, your victories, that sort of thing. People were sharing screenshots of items they stole, and people going, "Oh, that's sick," that sort of thing. So a mixture. Probably of cash if they're in the trading bit, but definitely some flexing as well. You know, and I think one of them told me, I didn't put this in the piece, but one of them said, it's been my dream to be a hacker. So, in the very stereotypical way that we talk about people getting to hacking through, particular hobbies or reverse engineering stuff, this may be a interesting spot where people will first discover hacking if they're doing a little bit of fraud on Roblox.
Can you tell me a little bit about what makes someone a target?
So it can be a mix. It can be either that you just happen to get the phishing message and you're in the Discord server, or it can be that you are holding on to some of those limiters that we were talking about earlier. You can go onto, I think you can do this on Roblox's official website and certainly some third-party ones, which are presumably just using Roblox APIs, but you can just look up a user and see what is in their inventory. You can see the items they're currently wearing. You can see what else they're holding. And on some websites, you can actually search by item as well. So if you typed in a specific descriptor for, a specific fedora, you could see all the people who actually held that item. Obviously, that makes target selection pretty easy if you were looking for a specific item. Whether you'd be able to hack that particular person is sort of the next step and a different question, but it's pretty trivial to find somebody that you may actually want to target.
Tell me about, you kind of have like a victim case study in here towards the bottom of the piece. Tell me about Headrows and what happened to them.
Headrows is the developer who I mentioned a little bit earlier, who believes that she was targeted through SIM swapping. Now, her account was particularly valuable, as I mentioned, because she was a developer. So she's going to have potentially access to certain limiteds and probably a lot of Robux as well, be that from selling own creations or working on other projects or whatever. So even the people in that legitimate economy of Roblox with the developments and the microtransaction, all that, they can be targeted by the shadow economy which sits underneath it as well. It's not just if you're a Roblox player. If anything, you may be more attractive if you're a developer or if you're in the legitimate economy.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what is the JSON for exactly, and how does that give someone access to another person's account?
Sure. So, the JSON is, but I guess you could call it a cookie. I've been calling it a login token, mm-hmm. but it's basically a little bit of data that is saved in your browser. And this allows your browser to tell Roblox, hey, this person's still logged in. Please, keep their session going. That sort of thing. And this kind of in the same sort of way, like when you may click a login and you say, remember me on this computer for 30 days. It's a little bit different, but along those same sort of lines. Now, if a hacker tricks you into handing over that chunk of JSON or otherwise gets it from you, they can use their own browser plugin. There's plenty on Chrome. I imagine there's some on Firefox as well, where they use that plugin. They import that chunk of JSON, and now they can basically be you and log into the site. It's kind of similar to a story we did a while ago that was also very interesting about how hackers broke into EA by buying a login token for an employee's Slack login session. Technically a little bit different, but conceptually very, very similar. And that's why the Beamers and the hackers want to get this HRR data.
It's fascinating. The more I learn about hacking and having these conversations, so much of it just comes down to talking someone into something. So much of it is just social engineering. That's so much of all of these hacks. And I also understand that It's not just cryptocurrency. It's not just like direct cash transfers, but there's also PayPal accounts getting involved, and people's PayPal accounts are being compromised. What's going on here?
So it varies between the accounts. It varies between the different methods. The one that we mentioned in the story is that if you can trick somebody into telling you the PayPal account linked to their Roblox account, so it's like, oh yeah, my PayPal is my PayPal at Gmail, and that is linked to my Roblox account, you can then use a generator, which is shared freely in these Discord servers, where you can automatically make a fake PayPal payment confirmation screen. So you type in the amount you want, 200 euros or whatever. You type in the email address of the account that you know is linked to the Roblox one. You press generate, and you get a very pretty looking, very official looking PayPal confirmation screen. You then send that to Roblox saying, look, I'm clearly in control, because only the person who owned this PayPal account could see this confirmation screen. And then Roblox will then give them access to the Roblox account, and they can, you know, remove the other person's email address from it and basically take over the account that way. So the social engineering isn't just on the victims themselves. The social engineering can be on Roblox as a company as well, in the same sort of way as we mentioned, where the scammer bribed a Roblox employee to then access different accounts. You know, every tool in the book is being used here. And I did see some... rumblings of malware, but I didn't go fully in depth into that because it didn't seem super interesting at the time, but maybe I'll go back to that. But there's the entire spectrum of hacking and social engineering techniques like on display here for sure.
What are the incentives for the people that are running the marketplaces, the secondary marketplaces where this stuff is being traded? They must know, surely, where some of this stuff is coming from, right?
Right. So there are two main marketplaces, maybe a few more. One's called Adurite, which is the more recent one. Another one is called Place. And Place had an issue where people would sell items, or sorry, they would buy items from it, and they would do a chargeback, which is, you know, you go to the credit card processor, or you go to PayPal or whoever, and you say, hey, that wasn't me. So they'll get their money back, but they still get to keep the item. Very frustrated with that, a few people made Adurite that was focused on providing trades in cryptocurrency. And obviously you can't do a chargeback on Bitcoin because it's, you know, it's written to the blockchain, and that's one of the defining features of this technology. They have introduced PayPal, but, you know, I imagine most people are probably going to be doing it in cryptocurrency, at least if they want to avoid that. The attraction to them is that they take a cut of every sale. You know, every time an item is sold on their platform, they will take a slice of that. And that's how they can generate revenue, by simply providing this eBay sort of platform, you know, just like Amazon or just like eBay, taking their cut as well.
And you spoke to some of the people that run these marketplaces, right? And they were fairly unrepentant, I think. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, I think YR, who I spoke to, and PD, YR, I think, was quite caged in their answers, I would say, because we were having a chat and we were originally going to do a voice call. And then I think he spoke to some people and he says, no, well, let's only do it over text now. And when I would send a question, it would take quite a while for an answer to come back, which, pure speculation on my part, I imagine they were talking about how to respond to the journalist. And I would get these very caveated, very hedged answers. You compare that to a YouTube video that YR did with Roblox focused YouTube channel. They did an interview. He was much more blunt, saying, you know, there's a 95% chance the item is poisoned, which is another word for beamed. Even earlier on in the conversation, he seemed to downplay the significance of poisoned items on the marketplace. So I did reach out to give him a chance to respond and like, what's with this 95% comment? And he didn't get back to me, at least in time for publication anyway. So yeah, they weren't super forthcoming, but the information was still very interesting just on how these markets operate and generate revenue.
What is the Roblox Corporation doing about this?
Legal stuff, mostly, is what I'm seeing. Is that I think Place was temporarily shut down, or at least definitely temporarily, because they're back now. Their domain was inaccessible, which... in the Discord server at the time, somebody said that was because of a legal threat. More concretely, there's the site called RBX Flip, which is a gambling website where you go and you bet your items against somebody else's items on a coin flip, or you can do rock, paper, scissors or some sort of other game as well. They have had Roblox contact Amazon Web Services, that was their host at the time, and get taken down. Apparently Roblox contacted another host after that and also got taken down. But now RBX Flip has moved to another, as they say, offshore provider. You know, I'm sure that's easy to find. I just honestly did not have time to look up the DNS and who is and all that. You know, maybe I'll get to that later. But they're clearly resilient in the same sort of way a lot of fraud or cybercrime groups are, you know, and that's what Roblox is doing. It's mostly on the legal side. And then on the security side, you know, they stress they do offer 2FA to users. They stress that before the JSON chunk that lets you log in, there is a big warning message saying, do not share this with anybody. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, I imagine. And it was mostly, they stress that we can't police stuff outside of Roblox. And that is why we ban all of this sort of activity, because we can only control stuff that's in platform, in ecosystem. You know what I mean? They can't control trades that are happening on Discord because it's so decentralized, which is a fair point to make. But that was what they were emphasizing with me anyway.
Do they ever do account rollbacks? Like, you know, somebody gets hacked and they just reset it to a previous instance, anything like that?
Yeah, so Roblox will return items that have been sourced through hacking to the original owner. And one person I spoke to, Linkmon99, who's a pretty high profile YouTuber when it comes to Roblox, they were known and maybe still are as the richest Roblox player. They had items stolen. They said they eventually got them back, you know, and Roblox intervened, that sort of thing. The person who's at the beginning and the end of the piece, Asil, they haven't got their items back, but to be fair, there's some complicating factors about their account because they shared it with a friend, then the friend gave it to them. So you can kind of see why it may look a little bit dodgy on Roblox's side. But Roblox only offers one item rollback per account, which, if you've had a lot of items stolen, that's not very good. Which is often the case. You know, I've seen the screenshots and the videos of these trades, and they're not just stealing one item typically, they're stealing a whole lot. They're emptying these people's pockets. But when I went to Roblox about that and said, why do you only offer one? They said that, you know, well, we do it on a case-by-case basis. So maybe they do help out in other instances.
How can people keep themselves safe in Roblox?
Yeah, I mean, the usual stuff. 2FA for sure. In case they get your password from an old breach, something like that. Never share your HRR file. Like, I cannot think of a legitimate circumstance when you should share it. Even like Roblox security, they're not going to ask for it. They don't need it to log into. So just simply never save, never share that file. And, you know, some people say don't click on links. Generally speaking, sure. But, you know, we're also trying to use the internet. So you've got to click on some links, right? But just be very, very vigilant about what you're clicking on, especially when you get messaged by a random person on Discord out of the blue, you know?
Are you still working on this story? Do you have it? Do you think there's going to be any follow-up? I know you've been on it for a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, there's definitely some follow-ups coming that we can maybe talk about at a later date. But there's much more going on, both in the quote-unquote legitimate side of Roblox and the underground, obviously underneath it as well. So, yeah, maybe I become the Roblox guy now. I'm up for that.
Well, it's fascinating to watch this stuff play out in this space, I think, because I think this is all stuff that is going to scale up and get wilder in the as we move into these virtual worlds. Like, I don't think that Facebook is going, I don't think the meta thing for Facebook is going to work out very well, but I think because you already have Roblox, you already have Second Life, you already have VR chat and all these other virtual worlds that are already pretty established. And I think that it is going to get more popular and more people are going to get involved. And the problems we're seeing in Roblox are going to go mainstream, for lack of a better word. So I think it's a good beat, and I think we should stay on it.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Joseph Cox, thank you so much for coming on to Cyber and walking us through this. Where can people find your work?
Just motherboard, motherboard.vice.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, Joseph F. Cox.
Thank you for everybody that tuned in. I know we did one a little bit early this week, but we are doing two cyber episodes every week now. This will be on wherever fine pods are casted here shortly, probably later today, in case you missed the beginning of it, and the stream will be up for the video for a few days. And we will be back a little bit later this week with another tale of cybersecurity. Stay safe out there until then. Don't let anyone know your login information to your Roblox account. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.